RadioInfluence.com.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. This is Ian Beckles hanging out in the brand new Flavor of Tampa Bay Hendrix Podcast Room. Why is it Hendrix? Not because of the gin. Because of Jimi Hendrix is being, he's on the wall everywhere, and I love Jimi Hendrix. We're gonna keep it with that. Anyways, much love to
smoking a great big one.
He's
right?
A big old fat one, absolutely. I will let you know who that voice is in a second. I'll give love to Trulieve. We are powered by Trulieve. For those of you out there that are doing it the right way, that's the best and the baddest dispensary out there in the Bay Area. So go check out my people at Trulieve. Now that voice. When I started this cannabis podcast, and we're probably in about the sixth episode, something like that, one of the first names I brought up was this young man, and this young man's name is Joe Redner. Mr. Redner, how are you today, brother?
I'm doing fine, and how you doing?
Doing well. You look good, bro. I think I tell you that every time I see you.
Yeah, well, I'm out walking a couple of 3 miles every day, yeah, and I exercise just about every day. I don't do anything too stressful in my exercises, but I do it for conditioning. And
absolutely.
Everything I've ever read, everything I know about eating and exercising is it what gives you long life, though.
So
I have no one... compunctions about taste or anything like that. I eat for health. I do like my food, but you're not going to fool me into eating something that is poisoned because it tastes good.
I understand.
I ain't going to do it.
Well, I wish I had the same mindset as you, Joe. I like poison.
I know you got. I can tell. Look at you.
I like the stuff that's poisonous and tastes good.
Yes,
food. I understand. Yes, I definitely can get comforted. Now, the name of this podcast is the Cannabis Podcast. Your name has become synonymous with cannabis, along with, would say, John Morgan. You and John Morgan are pretty much the two biggest advocates in Florida.
You would think. I'm not sure John Morgan is an advocate, a whole advocate.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand.
But he is, and he deserves all the credit for starting this, putting his money up. But
it's for a different reason.
Yeah,
I get it.
I want to get into business.
Okay.
But I don't want to be the only one in the business. I want everybody that can get into business to be in it like any other business in the state of Florida. I can open up a brewery tomorrow if I can find the zoning. There's no caps. Why is there caps on marijuana? Why aren't the Republicans, who are supposed to be free market legislators, why aren't they for the free market? They have given this business to their people. They have, and they brag about it. They have written in things into the requirements for licenses that just have nothing to do with growing marijuana or having safe marijuana, but gives the business to their buddies. And that's just terrible.
Now, that's why I have you here. We have Joe Redner here. Like I said, I've known Joe for a long time. Used to work out in his gyms. We used to hang out in the Stairmaster or whatever and talk business, consider him a friend. And once I said, an advocate for marijuana, and not just blown it out of his ass, because Joe has fought cancer how many times?
Twice.
And on Everything I Love, I saw you one time. I came home. I said to my wife, I don't know if I'll ever see Joe again.
Yeah.
And that was 20 years ago.
Well, no, 10.
About 10 years ago.
I was on that stair stepper every day, and I was wasting away, but I was on that.
You could barely walk,
but
you went into the gym, and you got it done, which I have love for. But the thing is, how big of a part did cannabis play in your recovery from cancer?
There's evidence, there's anecdotal evidence out there. It shows not causation, but it shows correlation. Mm-hmm. I believe it shows causation. I don't know of how, if it cured my cannabis, mm-hmm. but if you've ever done aggressive chemo.
And I have not.
And most people have it. And I even got more aggressive than most people because I was healthy otherwise. Mm-hmm. I worked out every day. I ate good. I did all those things. Yep. So I was otherwise healthy. So they put me on the most aggressive they could, they had.
Because you could take
it. If I wasn't for the marijuana, I could not have stood that chemo.
You wouldn't have made through it.
I even told my doctor after, mm-hmm. and I'm showing negative yep. on my scans and everything for four or five years. And he told me, I told him, I may not be able to do this again if the cancer comes back.
You say you didn't think you were strong enough.
Yeah, well, the mental go through that chemo.
Yeah.
Without the marijuana, even with the marijuana, I didn't know if I could do it again. But I guarantee you, it takes the place of the opioids. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about the side effects of the opioids. You don't. No one's ever died from marijuana.
Ever.
It's just a crazy. It was a crazy thing, and I'm going to say poor instead of black to keep people down, mm-hmm. put them in jail. It's a way to do it, and they could and they could do it unequally. They could treat, they could put, like they did on the bicycles here in Tampa. You can put them in the black neighborhood, but not in the white neighborhood. And there you go, the poor neighborhood. Mm. Yeah. So you get to get your foot off their necks.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So cannabis obviously played a big part in your recovery and getting yourself through it. What was the main factor? Was it the hunger part? Because once again, I'm going to knock on wood. I've not been through chemotherapy. I've seen people go through it. One of the main issues is you just don't feel like eating something, and you're losing weight and power. Was that the main thing? Is you got back your appetite?
Yeah, it has many, many helpful
sure
things.
Does.
Yeah, appetite is one of being able to eat. Yeah. And even with the marijuana, I was losing weight like crazy.
Sure, I saw it.
And I was trying to keep it up, but here's the thing. To keep your weight up, you got to eat the crap.
You got to eat the crap. Yeah, it's true.
So it's a whammy. So
That's a tough situation. It's tough, yeah. Definitely a tough situation.
So you don't want to eat the crap.
And no.
You want to eat healthy food, and you don't feel like eating, so the marijuana stimulates your appetite.
Now, once again, I knew I was going to get you in here eventually to talk about cannabis because you're probably as passionate as I've ever talked to anybody about it.
Well, okay. I got probably now about $400,000 into fighting for cannabis.
That's okay.
For
so,
the people.
Okay, so now explain what that means exactly. You have $400,000 into it, fighting for the people to gain what? What are you fighting for exactly?
I've got two lawsuits in Tallahassee. Okay. I got one to grow my own at home.
Okay, I've heard that one, yeah.
The amendment says that you can possess, use, deliver, transfer medical marijuana. The definition of medical marijuana is a plant growing or not. If you can possess a plant growing or not, then you can possess a growing plant.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
So how come I can't possess a growing plant when the amendment says so? They don't want to go by the amendment. That's why. These Republicans do not believe in the Constitution that they keep hollering they got to uphold the Constitution. They don't believe in it, and they will not follow it.
Isn't Constitution money? What is the difference? Every time we're up in arms about something, we know it's lobbyists doing this. Everybody knows that. So the Constitution to me is money. There's nothing different. You know why they don't want you to grow in your backyard. You know why? Because then nobody else can make money.
Right.
So it comes down to money.
But that doesn't even make sense because look at breweries. You couldn't homebrew. Then there was court cases that brought it out. And then you could start home brewing. It didn't hurt those people.
Yeah.
Beer business. In fact, it made beer business better because they started innovating and making better beer and different tastes and different things. Mm-hmm. So it makes everything better. To stifle competition makes everything worse.
I agree. You know what's funny? You know where I got that mentality from? Your son.
Yeah, Joey.
Joey.
Yeah.
Because I was doing some stuff for Cigar City, which was part of it as well. I was doing some stuff, and I said, hey, Joey, I've had some other people approach me, but I don't want to step on your toes. He says, bro, just, he goes, just talk about craft beer.
Yeah.
You just talk about craft beer.
That's his passion.
Everybody loves craft beer, then everybody's going to flourish. Okay. Yeah. But this thing with marijuana, it seems like they're allowing things to happen just at their pace, just slow enough, it seems like. It seems like they're allowing it to happen, then they're restricting it, and I'm confused.
Actually, Scott gave the order, and he can sue me if he wants to.
Yeah.
He gave the order to slow the whole thing down. Sure he didn't want it to happen.
Of course not. Now, do you know the money he's getting from lobbyists? Has that been documented? Because I know he is. Him and Pam Bondi, they're all getting money.
Well, yeah, that's sugar.
They're getting the money.
Sugar money, so they can screw up our environment.
Absolutely.
You see what they're doing in South Florida?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But it is crazy because, and I'm somebody who stays on top of it because of this podcast, so I try to read and stay on top. I'm confused a little bit.
I read it and I study it?
Yeah.
Because I want to know my enemy.
Okay.
And if you don't know what they're doing, you can't fight them.
Correct.
So you've got to know. So I've got to stay up on current events. I stay up every day on it. I read everything I can.
Yeah.
I listen to everybody's opinions. I want to know the opinions against me, the opinions for me. I want to know everything.
Yep.
And that you stay well informed. And if you know the process, then you can fight.
No doubt.
So I have that one lawsuit to grow at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another lawsuit to take the caps off of the people that want to grow marijuana.
Sure.
If you can meet the criteria, then you should get a license and be able to grow. That promotes competition.
Mm-hmm.
It promotes lower prices. It promotes innovation, so people make different products, make it better. It's just...
It adds to the quality
of
everything.
Everything.
Now, the beer analogy you used was absolutely perfect. Yeah. I can make beer.
Yeah,
it's not gonna.
Yeah, you can home brew, but I can't home grow.
Yeah, I can. Well, you can home grow, but it's going to be a lot. It's going to take a lot of money. It's not going to be worth it. You might as well go down the street, my people's Trueleaf.
My
people at Trueleaf, of course,
what I want to do is I want to juice the marijuana plant. Your body is set up for, they're called cannabinoid receptors.
Correct.
Your body has them because we've been using marijuana through evolution. This is not something new. We evolved on it. Our body has built in receptors for it to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you want to juice it?
So I want to grow my plants.
Okay.
I had them also, and I won that case in the lower court before the appellate court, which our opponent picked almost all the judges, Republican judges on the first DCA. Are you ready for that?
Right, yeah.
Gonzalez was instrumental in almost all the judges, and they're all Republican on the first DCA. You're not going to get a square shake from the first DCA. They are in the Republicans' pocket.
Mm-hmm. I think some of the Republicans need to smoke weed. They'd be better.
So we got a judge.
Yes.
He ruled the caps were unconstitutional. He ruled that the laws that picked the special people and said you can get one and you can get one because you're, he ruled they were unconstitutional as special laws, which are, never mind marijuana, even if it's not about marijuana, you can't give. So I can't come and say, okay, I'm going to give you a license. Nobody else gets a license, but you can have one. You can't do that. That's a special law for individual people.
Isn't that what they're doing?
They've done it.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole thing was, if you're a farmer and you've been a farmer for this long, then you can get a license, but nobody can, and then they're only opening up a certain amount of licenses.
And the farmers that they allow has nothing to do with growing marijuana. Just because you could grow an orange tree doesn't mean you can grow marijuana. It's a totally different
thing.
That
is true.
Grown a totally different way.
No doubt about that. So yourself, okay, you said you like to juice it. Have you been juicing?
No, I can't. You can't. It's cost prohibitive. If I can grow four or five plants, then I can rotate and take some off, and then the next one's maturing, and the next one, because marijuana, they die. Once you pick them, they're dead. You have to grow another plant.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't
either. I didn't know that. Yeah, seriously. We're learning.
What do they call that something? I can't. perennial.
Perennial. There you go. Yeah, yeah. So you have to, after you pick it, after you take the buds off, boom, 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 you got to get rid of the plant.
Put them in, you juice them. Well, you don't pick it all at one time to juice it, because you're only going to juice 6 or 7, 8 ounces.
Can you juice the whole plant?
You know, you juice the bud and the leaves with the with the stuff on it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
See, like I said, these are all new things to me, man.
So so there's two lawsuits. I've won them both in the lower court. The second, the first DCA, the District Court of Appeal, is stacked against us. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they can actually, in the end, when they read the amendment, I don't think they can get around it. I really don't think they could write a decision that says the lower court judges were wrong. I don't believe they can do it. If they do, it's going to really look bad.
No doubt. We have the pleasure of talking to Joe Redner, who is very versed in a lot of the cannabis laws and what's going on in Tallahassee, and that's why I'm bringing him in here. My people from Tetra Health Centers over there. For those of you that want to get your card legally, you have to go to the doctors first. I suggest you go to Tetra Health Centers. You can give them a call, 813-898-8009. They're over there on Martin Luther King, real nice, you know, office that they have. You comb, you go, you have to have some kind of doctor's note. I have a bad neck, I have insomnia, whatever it is. Hopefully you get your card and you can head over to Trulieve and then take care of your business over there. Now, you're definitely not a stranger to litigation. I don't think I've known anybody who's been to half as many court battles as you have. How many times you've been to court? How many times have you had?
How many cases? Luke did a search on that one time. I don't know. 80
really
cases
in court 80 times
more than that. In court, that's cases.
Just cases.
Yeah.
Now I remember you way back when with a rose in your mouth claiming that you're homosexual. That's crazy. What was that all about?
I relate to people that are being oppressed.
I get it. I know you are.
They were starting to go onto gays. I could not believe what they were doing to them, what they were going to do. They couldn't put up a stand in the library because they're gay.
Yeah.
So every other school and all the colleges had these stands in the lobbies of the libraries, and they said, no, you gay people, you can't put one. Yeah. And the stand that was a stand of gay authors, not books about gays, but just gay authors.
Really?
Yeah. And Rhonda Storms wrote a policy that banned that from
Jesus. See, I didn't know.
And that just made me crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's
because, you know, you study Nazi Germany and you study, and that's how they do. They pick some segment of the society to beat on and to make everybody hate and to make them think they're less than human beings, and then that's how they unite the idiots of this goddamn country.
Yeah. Well, let's keep making them
hate somebody.
Yeah, and let's...
It was blacks, it's goddamn gays, it's anybody that's different.
Everybody.
It's Muslims, it's everything that's different. They don't judge on a person's character, they judge generally on their nationality,
correct,
their race, their gender and things like that.
How they're different.
That's not how you do things. That's not how you're supposed to do it.
You're a little bit older than I am. I'm 51 years old. You're a little older than I am. Now you've seen the world develop and morph into different things. And everybody says we're progressing. Okay. I'm 51 and I saw it progressing, and then I think we plateaued. I'm not sure we're not going on a downward spiral on a lot of different things happening in our world, especially here in the United States of America. When I'm hearing people talk, I'm thinking, God dang it. We went through this already.
Yeah.
We went through this already. Now everybody's all of a sudden emerging, and people that hate gay people are all of a sudden empowered.
Yeah.
People that hate anybody that doesn't look like them is all of a sudden empowered. And I was like, where have they been hiding all of a sudden?
Well, they were afraid.
They're not scared anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say why, but I'm sure you will. But
I know why.
No, we all know why. We all know why.
Yeah, they got a leader in the White House that is a racist.
Okay.
He's a racist. There's no way you can say the man's not a racist.
Oh, you're talking to me? I'm not going to argue with you. Because I was on,
being the world.
No, but okay, I understand that. Because also me being a black man, okay? I'm going to offend a lot of people by saying that. You're not going to offend as many people, okay? I was on a Mike Calter show the other day, and this whole thing came up, and I was like, why are we spending so much time on television shows debating whether our president is racist? You can get John Morgan, you can get Manny and Gordon, you can get Dominic Ferriello, you can get a bunch of these best lawyers in Tampa, and I will go against them and beat them all. There's too much evidence. There's too much evidence. From way back to the 30s, we can go back.
Yeah, they think you have to wait for someone to say, I'm a racist. No, you don't.
No. And it doesn't mean that if you support Donald Trump, you're racist. That's not what it means. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
See?
We have to catch ourselves now, you know, because if we believe that, then we're really acting like them.
Well, you see, if you support a racist, I think you're just as bad as the racist. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Listen, what's not going to happen on this show is for me to defend them, which is very tough. But listen to this, though. There was only two people to vote for, and they both sucked. So if Hillary was put in office...
One was going to be a normal suck, then. The other one is not a normal suck. I get it. This guy is not a normal suck.
He's not a normal suck. He is a king suck. He's not even a normal suck in the world. Forget about presidency. Like, he's ultra suck all the time.
The man is sick.
I have to agree with you.
He's mentally deranged and sick. He's a narcissist. He's everything that a man should not be.
Wow. I mean, this is the Cannabis Podcast. I don't think we're going to go there, but I kind of knew we were going to, unfortunately. What is his stance on cannabis? Because I've heard him kind of sway a little bit to where he's loosening up a little bit, says maybe we should be revisiting some of these laws.
Yeah, he says a lot of things.
He does.
The only thing that Trump can do good is figure out how to take credit for what someone else did.
You know what I like about you, Joe? You'll say what, like, I'll think things and I won't say them. You don't give a rat's ass.
No, I made my life and I made it doing that.
You know, going in there,
putting up on my sign at the Mons Venus, you know, U.S. attorney and put his name in there as the asshole because he comes and gets all my records, promises me he's going to give me access to them. And then when I go to get access, they're business records. I say, okay, I need my access to my records. He says, no. So now he's an asshole. Put him up on my side.
That's it. But I'll tell you what, it's like I said, our world is getting scary. But, and we talked about this before we came on air, in the last year, I mean, what we've done in cannabis and the awareness that we've had in cannabis, I've seen people that were completely 100% unequivocally against cannabis that are finally saying, let me just listen. Like, this is crazy now. Because there's really not any arguments anymore against it.
No.
There's none.
No. I got one here for you.
Please.
Here's probably the biggest argument against marijuana in the flower form where you can smoke it.
Let's hear it.
Okay. And this is researchers looking for risk factors of heart disease tested the lung function of 5,115 young adults over the course of 20 years. Tobacco smokers lost lung function over time, but pot users actually showed an increase in lung activity.
I've heard that.
And capacity.
And that's quite the study now. Is that a 20-year study?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, and we know in California that teen use has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
We know in Colorado, teen use has gone down. Mm-hmm. All the things they said was wrong. And let me give you another one.
Mm-hmm.
They can't devise a roadside test.
Correct.
They don't because you're not impaired. When you drink, they have a test. You touch your nose. You can't touch it. You're impaired. You can't walk the line. Don't work with marijuana. Guess why it doesn't work?
Because you're not impaired.
Yeah, you got it. Because you're not impaired.
I've told people this before, and I've always questioned it. Like, I'm going to say out there, I have and do, and I hope there's no statute of limitations that I drive high. I'm just telling you I do.
Me too.
Okay, now, there's times where I've been too high to drive, and I didn't drive.
Okay, I got a saying.
Go ahead.
I got a saying. Alcohol makes you think you can drive when you can't.
Okay.
Marijuana makes you think you can't drive
when you can. I never heard it that way. And I like I say, I'm not going to speed. I can see the leaves. Yeah, you're I can see the leaves moving in the
That's
trees.
That's all you think about.
Like, I'm just like, okay, be 10 and 2. Everything's cool.
Everything's cool.
But I saw a study.
No aggression. You have no aggression when you're smoking
pot. You're not going to flip anybody off?
None. You lose all your aggression.
I literally saw a study, and they took a bunch of people, guys, girls, and they had them go through a course, and then they had them drink alcohol. And they just tore the course up, knocking down the cones. And then they had another person do the course and then smoke marijuana, and they actually did better. Now, the thing is, if you're a consistent marijuana smoker, you won't be impaired. If you don't smoke marijuana, you will be
impaired. Yeah, that's what they did. I saw one of those tests where they drive the cones and they give them a bunch of people that never smoked marijuana before.
That's silly. Yeah.
And they put them in there, and they're all just laughing the first high they've ever had, and they're knocking down the cones, and they don't care because they ain't hurting the car.
Correct.
They don't care about the cones.
That's true.
They're having a good time.
Yeah.
But that's not how you're not like that if you're a smoker.
Of course
if you
not.
Smoke marijuana.
Of course not. Now, you've been into the edibles, not the edibles, but you put, I guess, tinctures in your food, correct? Is that what you do?
I have. Now, I vape right now.
Oh, do you vape? Okay. Yeah.
I vape and I do oil. Do oil too.
Okay. So you cook with the oil?
No.
So you just ingest it, put it on your tongue or something?
Yeah. Well, I put it on a little piece. I rip up a corner of a paper towel, put it on the paper towel, and then eat it.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. I'm not for traditional doing things, cooking
Obviously
and all that.
Obviously not.
Stuff.
No. I mean, that's easy.
I just eat
medication.
It. Yeah.
It's medication.
It's just not in a pill form. It's not in a capsule. It's
Correct.
Just the same as if it was in a capsule. I just do it.
Sure.
It's that easy.
So now when you're going through this tough time with chemotherapy and stuff, did you do it more or do you do it the same way?
Oh, yeah.
Way?
I cooked a lot more oil. I cooked. I was home cooking oil. I'm in Colorado, got my marijuana. Mm. Shit. I'm not going to let the government pass a law that's going to help take my life and follow that law. I mean, I'm just not a sheep. I'm not a cattle. I'm none of those things. Uh-huh. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader. Uh-huh. And if the law isn't right, I did that with nude dancing. I did it with obscenity. I did it with all that. If the law's not right and it infringes on my liberties and my rights, I'm going to use the Constitution and I'm going to scour that Constitution, the federal Constitution, state Constitution. I'm going to find a way to beat that law because the law is wrong.
Now, you're the kind of person I would vote for, but I can see you scaring a lot of people. Like you know that.
Yeah.
Like you have a bunch of people that embrace your mentality and you terrify the other people. Terrified.
Yeah. Now, I would do nothing to hurt anybody in my life.
I
will. Everything I do is to help.
Sure. Now, we just had an election yesterday. I think Gillum won, who's going to go against DeSantis.
Yeah.
That's Trump's boy against Trump's nemesis
Bernie's boy.
That Bernie's boy?
Yeah.
See
Bernie,
that?
Bernie, go downtown. Bernie was downtown with Gillum, man, and then went to Orlando with him. Had a hell of a crowd down there at Eulalie.
Yep.
And, I was proud to
Did
be down
you know
there
Bernie?
With Bernie.
You know him?
I don't know Bernie. Uh-huh. I wish I could know him, but I know him.
No, of him, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, I know him. I know his mentality.
Yes.
We think alike.
Yes, exactly. And then when he passed, I remember saying, listen, I don't know much about him. I'm not a political person. But when I see Bernie talk, I was like, this seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Everything he wants to do, everybody say maybe he can't pay for it, but by God, everything he wants to do is to help people, and you got to respect that.
Yes.
But the pay thing is a misnomer, how you going to pay for it, because everything he wants, it makes everything cheaper anyway.
So. Sure, absolutely. So now this Gillum guy is definitely, he's definitely pro-cannabis, correct?
Pro-cannabis.
Okay.
The only thing about Gillum is when we're going to try and work on that is get him stronger on the environment.
Okay. In what aspect?
Well, we got to... We got the big sugar down there and he's not going to take their money. And we got big sugar down there pouring money and pouring crap into Lake Okeechobee. And I hate to use this word, but how are we going to fix Lake Okeechobee? What are they going to do? Build bigger berms, you know, and bigger walls on the lake and all that stuff. And shit in, shit out.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You got to quit putting the stuff in.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about what comes out.
Correct.
So big sugar needs to go.
Gotta go.
When we started the embargo for Cuba, What they did, sugar came here, started growing in Florida. It doesn't grow as good as it did in Cuba. They had to start using all kinds of nutrients and fertilizers to grow it. All that and any other ag products, all that runs into Lake Okeechobee. They don't clean it. They don't do anything. It's a great big cesspool pool. It's one of the largest lakes in the United States of America, and it's nothing but a cesspool.
What a damn shame.
And it is part of Florida. Yeah, and there's been federal court cases down there that the state of Florida has been stalling for, I think, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's just such an injustice. It's unbelievable.
Now, we've talked about where medical marijuana and cannabis has gone in the last year. I'm amazed at where it's gone. Where do you think it is going to be next year at this time? Where do you think it's going to progress to by next year?
Next year.
Edibles, are they going to get to edibles? Are they going to get to flowers?
I think law enforcement is going to stop enforcing marijuana laws like they've been enforcing. They're really talking about that right now. They don't know what the hell to do.
What do you mean by they're going to start? They're kind of lenient right now, you're saying?
Yeah, they're gonna start getting more lenient in about arresting people.
It's about time. I mean, how many times are you going to see somebody get pulled over with a little J in their car and go to jail? You're like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man, really?
Yeah, and a cop spending searching for a J. Yeah. You
know? So the cop who smokes weed, okay.
Probably.
Most of them do. Yeah. Okay, I know a lot of them.
Okay.
Then you're going to go to court. I know the lawyer smokes weed because they all do. I know they do. Okay. I've seen them. Okay, and then the judge is going to put them in jail, and the judge smokes weed. The whole thing is stupid. When you look at it, you're like, it's so hypocritical.
So not next year, but I think in 2 years we go recreational.
Okay.
And Trulieve,
so like Denver, like Denver is right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And California. And I want to give Trulieve a heads up because they are trying to get, you know, backing the recreational, which most of these companies that got there.
They don't?
They got their X. They ain't for recreational.
No. So, you know, why would that's my people, Trulieve. Why are they more for the recreational than the
others? Well, because they're smarter than some of them. We got one guy that he doesn't want anybody else to have a license. He don't want no competition.
No.
That's on a license. They want recreational because it expands the market.
Yeah.
And they have confidence in themselves to be able to take their part of the market.
Sure.
Where these other companies, they want a gimmick to so they can make money. And that is, they have no competition.
Correct.
They don't have to put money into research, into making their product better or growing more in a smaller area for prices to go down. They don't have to do that. It's guaranteed to them.
So now I know you want to be able to grow it in, you know, on your premise. Did you ever think about getting a dispensary, putting money into that?
I got $500,000 in these legal cases. I said $400,000. I was just thinking it's around $500,000. Just got a bill from one company for $130,000 or something like that.
Criminy. To do what?
To sue these
Jesus Christ.
I got $500,000 in lawsuits and attorney fees, I'm telling you. I just got an award from the lower court judge, which has to go to the Virginia District Court of Appeals, of $30,000 in costs for these cases.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
But if and when you win the case, where does it go from there?
Well,
how do you make that money back up?
Well, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, they're going to deschedule at the federal level.
Okay.
Then I'm going to sue the state of Florida in the federal courts as soon as they deschedule it.
Mm.
And that's going to happen within a couple of years.
Sure.
I mean, it's just overwhelming, the public support. What was I saying?
How are you going to make your money back up?
Yeah, and I'm going to sue them because I have sued the state to enforce their own constitution in federal court and won before. The state of Florida would not follow their own constitution. Sued them in federal court. The federal court told them, you have to follow your constitution. So they're going to sue for damages.
You're suing them because they're not following their own constitution?
Yeah. I will sue them in federal court.
That's
for
so
that.
Backwards what's happening right now. This whole thing is backwards, I find. It's like they want to allow it a little bit, just to let some people in.
It is exposing their mentality. They have this mentality about everything, and they lie, and it's exposing their mentality because they don't know how to get around this.
I don't know if anybody, and this is not really I've never really been into politics as much as I am into it now because, you know, working on the bone, I got to talk about it every once in a while. I do a podcast and stuff like that. I don't know if I've heard a politician tell the truth in a long time. Like, I don't know if they're able to tell the truth. Like, they're not even able to tell us the truth.
I don't think they think they're supposed to tell the truth.
I think you worded it better than I did. they tell lies, you're like...
And you can't get elected if you tell the truth.
You can't.
It's impossible.
And you know what, though? As much as I'm not a fan, Donald maybe tells the truth more than others. He might tell the truth more than others when people don't want him to tell the truth. Because he's telling us sometimes how corrupt it really is. Sometimes he lets us know how corrupt it really is.
Yeah.
He's not just, it ain't just me. And this is fucked up.
And the only time he lets you know is when he's not getting his end of the goddamn. And
he gets benefited.
Yeah, his benefit.
Yeah. Letting you know that he's great and everybody else sucks.
Yeah.
Every other regime sucks. I've heard him say it.
Oh, yeah, over and over.
Like, all the Democrats suck. All of them. But then he starts going after some of the old Republicans.
You can't do that. About Republicans, I do it. But you're not supposed to be able to do that. Just take a general and say Republicans are this and Democrats are this. Because everybody is an individual. And I do that because of the policy of the...
Yeah, but he's saying that. He's saying the FBI is this. He's saying the Department of Justice is this. And everybody...
Well, they're the people that catch you. So he don't want them to have that power over him.
Yeah.
He don't mind them having it over anybody else. He don't want them having that because those are the guys that catch you. And he knows what he's been doing. They're mobbed out. That's a New York... He was a New York mob. Mm-hmm. You know you can't construct in New York City without paying off the mob. He went further. Mm-hmm. You can't be a contractor and build big buildings in New York without paying the mob.
Well, look who his lawyer is. Look who his lawyer is.
Yeah, he's
Rudy Giuliani.
Down. Yeah,
you can't tell me.
Rudy Giuliani and the other guy just got indicted.
No, they're mob deep. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's for sure. So you have confidence that. Cannabis, once again, is still heading in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if anybody can make it go backwards anymore.
We're going to have to force, they may have to be forced for the speed it up.
Sure.
But it's going to go there anyway.
It's got to head in that direction.
Yeah.
So what else do you have going on in your world, Joe? I mean, you have your hands in everything. You own half of everything.
Well.
Just about.
Brewery. I have Joey's still with the Cigar City.
So now, I get asked this question myself. Supposedly you sold it,
he sold it.
But he's still part of it.
He sold, I had 44%.
Correct.
Joey 56%. Okay. We sold it for $100 million. I got $44
million. Mm-hmm.
He bought back into the company.
Okay.
I'm not going to say how much money.
Sure, yeah.
He bought back into the company, and now he's a member on the board of good standing, and he gets paid, and he got a big payout, and... That's good for him. I wanted to keep the company because the company's going to be worth $1 billion.
You were pretty pissed. I saw you right after the sale. You were pretty pissed.
Yeah, I did not want to sell. But anyway, I went and bought another brewery. And Joey recommended the brewery to buy. I mean, it's just...
Who did you buy?
I bought the Florida Avenue Brewing, and we put Brewbus over there
on
Florida Avenue. We're building that now. We put in new tanks. We're putting in new tanks. I have... Anthony and Tony. Tony has been working for me for
a long time, 30, way back at Extreme.
30 years.
I watched Anthony grow up.
Yeah, and Anthony and Anthony runs it, and he's really good at it, and he's a networker, and he's building that business like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to ask you one more question, and I'm on a funny side of this one because this is a cannabis podcast. I'm definitely pro cannabis. There's one thing I think people better watch out for. Better watch out when you're mixing cannabis and alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I was going to think. When you said that, I just kept mind.
Because, listen, I like to drink.
Alcohol.
And I like to smoke. Together, they're bad.
They are.
And now they're mixing them. Watch out now. Watch out, everybody.
Oh, putting them in the same drink.
Yes. Watch out now.
No.
Like, there's hemp infused.
Do not drink and smoke. Do not.
No, it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, everybody out there. Once again, I'm not.
If it wasn't for some nice cops. Back 20 years ago, I went to sleep at a red light.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Smoking and
yeah.
drinking.
You don't drink anymore.
No.
You don't, but when was the last time you had a drink?
Well, I had last month, I had a half a beer.
That's it.
I drink probably a half a beer a month.
Okay, we're not going to.
And that's half a beer.
No, I understand that. You said half a beer.
Yeah, I can't drink a whole one.
You can't.
No, I can't.
You just don't want to.
I don't
want to.
But I own breweries. I go to the brewery and sitting there. Give me a stout. So I drink a half a stout.
Half a stout once a month.
Yeah, maybe.
But you're indulging in cannabis all day, every day. Now, like at nighttime, you have something that you take to put you to sleep. Something special or just kind of consistent as you go? Because, listen, being with Trulieve, once again, I'm doing it the legal way now. Like, this is my true stick. Right here, I have the THC in here.
Yeah.
And then I have a little pen by my bed that has the indica in it.
Yeah.
I hit that a couple of times, and that puts me to sleep.
You sleep all night?
Lately, I have been.
Yeah, see, I had that prostrate, so I don't sleep all night. I wake three times a night.
Okay.
So, and I smoke each time I wake up.
Every time you wake up,
I go right back to sleep.
Well, that's perfect.
And I don't care what kind it is. Indica.
It doesn't matter.
I don't.
Yeah, they're getting real scientific with it. That's for sure. Well, Joe, you know what? I've always considered you a friend. I've known you forever. I've put a lot of money into your clubs.
Yeah.
I put money into your gyms.
Yeah,
I worked
funny.
At your gyms.
We talked about the Mons Venus one time.
No, that's okay though. But that's
I
what
know.
You
know.
That's
I know
for, but I don't know
it's
you for
unusual.
That.
It's unusual. People want to talk about that. But yeah.
You know what's funny, Joe? I've been in this area since 1990, and I think you're the person I've defended the most.
I appreciate
it. No, I mean, that's real. Like, people say something, I go, do you know Joe Redner? They're like, no, but you know, he's that guy with the Mons Venus. And I go, you know, Mons Venus is a legitimate company, right?
Yeah, it's a business.
I mean, you got to pay taxes, and it's legitimate. Oh, yeah, well, I got you, brother.
How many girls have put themselves through school working at the Mons Venus because of my liberal policies about hours, how mm-hmm. many days you have to work? I go speak at universities.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Stetson and speak, and I looked into the audience, and there's one of my dancers down there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Listen, I didn't know she was going to law school.
Really? She went to law school?
Yeah. And then I go out to the University of South Florida, and I used to speak at the criminal justice classes out there, and I'd see some of my dancers in the audience. And you know, it's just a good feeling.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You gave them a chance.
Oh, and they still have a chance.
And they still have a chance. Yeah. I think that's wonderful.
I've had teachers tell me, you know something? Your employees from the Mons Venus were always the best-dressed kids in class and the most well-fed.
It's important. And listen, a lot of those times when people are hating on you, that's just, it's that good hate. It's good hate. Because they gotta hate somebody. Everybody's always looking at somebody. I'm a big hip hop fan. Every time somebody's talking about strip clubs and hip hop, Mons Venus has to get up in the top five in there somehow. So you've definitely created something that's going to be wonderful. Super Bowl's around the corner. You're going to benefit from that. It's always nice, I bet.
Yeah.
Big money.
Now, I raised my prices up to about 50 to get in.
50 to get in.
Yeah, maybe more this time.
How much is it to get in? I haven't been to Mons Venus.
It's been 20 for about
a long time.
12, 15 years.
I think the last time I went to Mons Venus, it was $20.
So. Yeah, during these bad times, you can't raise your price.
I remember to when you can go into Mons Venus with a bottle of alcohol.
Yeah.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
We used to walk in with a bottle of tequila.
That's city outlawed bottle clubs.
Yeah, that was a bad idea because alcohol and women and free pouring.
Well, the Supreme Court of the United States called it Bacchanalian revelries.
Bacchanalian revelries.
Yeah, when they outlawed alcohol, allowed jurisdictions to outlaw alcohol when there's new dancing.
Well, I just call it a bad idea, and I'm just happy that they definitely put a kibosh on that one because that was going to end up poorly. That
saved me a lot of money.
I'm sure it did. That's for sure. Once again, I want to thank my people at Trulieve for powering the cannabis podcast. And when you want to go and you want to dive yourself into the cannabis world and do it legally, which you can do now, go see my people at Tetra Health Centers, 813-898-8009. They have a place over there on Martin Luther King. Joe, once again, brother, thank you for everything. I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. And let's smoke a little something one time. Next time you come in here, we're going to smoke. Take a hit.
I'm a patient.
Take a hit. There you go. Get it. Trulieve. Get it? I smoke with Joe Redden, everybody. Everybody have a wonderful week and go smoke something delicious. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter. at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
I'm Jerry P. Tuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out radioinfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, radioinfluence.com.